Hi, this is Jackie with Mike. How can I help you today?
Hi, is Renee there?
Oh, Renee's not available. May I know what's this about?
Oh, I don't know. I had a postage card saying that she buys houses, and I was thinking about putting my house up for sale, and I was going to see what she would offer before I do that.
Honestly speaking, here in our end, I'm afraid we do not have an offer yet for your property. Typically, what we do is to gather information about the condition of the house, and that's the time that, you know, we're going to provide the options as well as the cash offer as well. So if you do have about 5 minutes of your time, I'd like to gather information about the condition of the house. After that, I'll let you know what your options are, and you can just let me know what you'd like to do.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can do that because it's not like I'm in a rush to bail out or anything, and I'm not desperate or anything either. I'm not sure what you guys are looking, you know. I don't want to waste your time either, so, but go ahead. I'll answer all your questions.
Thank you, sir, for, you know, at least calling us into considering our side of the offer here at Mike. Going back here, sorry, I wasn't able to get your name.
My name is Roberto.
You have a very interesting surname, sir.
Thank you.
Can I also have the address of the property you're referring with?
Sure. It's 22259.
Can I also have your zip code?
Yes.
Thank you. What's the best phone number to contact you, by the way?
My home phone is 734. That's my home phone.
Yep.
And then my cell phone is 734.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. Would you also like us to email our contact information to you?
Sure. My email is...
I'd like to ask a question about the condition of the house, the property. What's for you, what's the general condition of it? Is it in excellent condition?
It's not in excellent condition, but it wouldn't take much to get in excellent. Like I said, I'm putting in brand new windows now. Right now I'm doing it, which I should have probably called you before I did that. But no, right now it's not. It's in, I would say, in almost good to excellent, but
sure,
yeah,
that's fine, because you know what, typically here with Mike, we buy property as is. We take care of updating the property. If there's anything else that needs to be done with the property, we do all the works. So yeah, and since you're gonna since you're gonna be updating the windows, that should be fine with us as well. It's really up to you, since it's your property anyway. Right. It's
right.
Just us.
Yeah,
there's no obligation at all. We would come up with we would even visit your property. After visiting, we will discuss other options as well. We would tell you how much we can offer. And it's really up to you. There's no cost. There's no obligation at all. So,
okay.
Yep, I'm just taking notes of everything here. Yeah.
Okay. I'm putting in quality windows throughout, but I don't want to waste your time either, though, because I don't know if you just go in and buy distressed properties or what. I'm not in that condition. You know, I'm not in that situation. But what happened is I have three elderly parents that I had one in Florida, and then I got two here, and two of them ended up in the hospital at the same time. And then I got ill also, and I'm not trying to give you a pity or anything. You know, I don't want you to go by that or anything. I just got behind. I got behind on my resident here, so that's the only thing is. But and then my last son just moved out. He got his job and he moved out, and now I don't need this size home. And so I know to sell the house, it seems like you have to have it in top shape, and that's, and I neglected
not
it.
Not really.
So, so that's the only thing is it's not that I can't afford it or anything, you know. I just want to be honest with you, that's all. So I don't waste your time, you don't waste my time, that's all.
So, absolutely. Well,
yeah,
you know how difficult the situation is going on with you right now, and you seem like a tough guy here. I'm sure you can get through this. Well,
I just don't want to see you come, and I don't want you to come here and offend me, and I don't want to offend you, and stuff like that. That's all. I can save you money. I can save you money, and you could save me money. If it could win for both of us, that'd be great. But if you want to come and just like steal something, you know, totally bottom out something, then I say we'd be wasting each other's time. But if you're looking that we both can make money, then I say, yeah, you know, come over and we can talk. But you know,
we the reason why we need to ask.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you off.
I'm sorry,
Robert,
I talked enough. No. I think. I'm sorry. Go
that's
ahead. Now
fine.
You can.
Well,
your turn. Go ahead.
Why we're actually asked. That's actually the reason why we're asking all these questions. For us to be able to gauge the right offer for your property, we don't just give out price easy. Because
right,
we don't,
right.
We hate to mislead people. That's why if you'd allow us to do our comparable by asking all this question and by visiting your property, I'm sure we're going to come up with the right offer. Not just us making money, but hopefully you'll be able to get your own cut too. So
okay.
It's going to work both ways. It's not going to be just us earning and we're going to left you out behind. Definitely not. So, yep. How long have you owned the property, by the way?
Since 1996. The house was built in 94. And it was a new sub. And they had the house built. And then they went through divorce. And then I bought it in 96.
I see.
And then I've been here ever
since.
And
how many bedrooms? Bedrooms and bathrooms does it have?
It's three bedrooms and it's 2.5 bathrooms.
Okay. Thank you. And let's see here. Does the house any sort of special feature like a car garage, a basement?
Yes, it has basement. It's a finished basement. I had to drywall the ceiling. I didn't put a drop. There's only a drop in the back, towards the back. One of the rooms has a drop. But the majority of it is it's drywalled. It's 2x4. It's not stripped. Yeah. It's a high ceiling. It has
sure,
a. Okay, so newer
how,
roof.
How about
I mean,
the,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How about the roof?
Central air conditioned. It's attached garage. I have a wood floor in the family room with a natural fireplace. A wood foyer when you come into the house. A granite countertops.
Nice.
What else can I tell you?
How about the roof? Has it been updated? You know.
Roof was done in 2006, I believe it was. I had it done in 2006.
Okay.
It has dimensional shingles.
Okay.
The furnace was just done. Furnace and air conditioner was done maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I don't have the exact years for you. The water heater was done. Yeah. What else can I tell you? Let's see. I just had the driveway done maybe 3 years ago.
How about the, I mean, the bathroom? Has it been updated within the last 3 years?
The bathroom's just painted and stuff like that, but no, no, they really never were really outdated. I think they were, no, they just were like, my wife's just, she redecorated, but it has formica top.
Okay, well, this sounds like a property we might be interested in, Roberto. I understand that, you know, the reason why you're thinking about selling is because the current situation that you're in right now in finances, right? Because of what happened in hospitalization and all. Is there any other reason aside from that?
No, just this point in time of my life is just I still, you know, my mother and father, my dad's 86, my mom's 85. They live in Shelby Township. My mother-in-law's in Florida. I just don't need this size house. And like I said, and you know, that could change it. I don't know.
That's fine.
I like
that's
to get
fine.
Closer.
I got you.
Uh-huh.
I got
you. Know.
And let's say if you decide to sell the property to us for the right price, of course, would you like to do so within 30 days, 90 days, or sometime further out?
No, 30 days for the right price. Yeah. 30, 90 days would be fine.
Okay. And, you know, this is going to be regarding about the finance. Is there anything you mentioned that, you know, there's an outstanding balance on? Is it or mortgage?
No liens. I do have a mortgage on the house. Yeah.
Do you know how much is outstanding?
No, I don't exactly.
Oh, sure, that's fine.
No, but
I haven't
not
really
that
done
I,
my.
But,
yeah?
But there's nothing. You know, there's nothing that is forcing me to. You know, the move, I mean, there's not, if you're asking me, can I afford to stay here? I can afford to stay here. I have no, I don't know exactly if you're asking. No, I have bankruptcies. No bankruptcies. I have great credit.
Okay, no, definitely not.
Okay.
I'm definitely not asking about that. I'm just wanting to know if there's any taxes in the mortgages so that we could also consider that in terms of being able to come up with the right price for your property. If there's something you owe, we need to also add that up to the one that we're going to offer to you, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not underwater.
So
no. I'm sorry. Somebody's beeping
right.
in and cutting you off. No, I'm not underwater or anything. But I was taking out a refinancing because I was doing my windows and stuff, and to upgrade the house, I was going to take out a little bit of money to do some repairs around the house.
Of course.
And they started telling me it would be better to so that I can put stuff on my income tax. That's what my accountant told me.
And I haven't really done my research yet in this area, Roberto. Do you know how much are the worth of the houses in the area?
You know, I know my house isn't as worth the a house two houses down, but his house was you know, he had a fence, swimming pool, built-in pool and stuff. Actually, he was asking $279, and I guess he got more for the house. They had like a bidding war, but to be honest with you, somebody that works with my doesn't work with my wife, but my wife works in a doctor's office, and there's a patient who's a realtor, And she did an appraisal stuff on my house, and she said that my house, with her, you know, she gets like 5%. She would list my house sort of the way it is for like $249. No. I think it was $259.
Okay.
And that would be like with her, yeah, something like that.
You know, whenever you're tied up with a realtor, there's going to be some contract and all, right?
Yeah, I would have to still give her a commission. You know, that would be paying her like $20,000 to her. And then, you know, I don't know if somebody's going to give me that much. You know, somebody's probably going to offer me less. And plus, then I got to still give her money. So, you know, I'm realistic on that stuff. So,
how much are you considering, though, for your property? Is it $259?
How much? No, I realistically, I know I probably couldn't get that much. No, but
how much would that be?
I really don't know. So I can't tell you realistically how much I would. I know how much in my head I would like to get, but I can't tell you that. I'm trying to be as honest as I can with you.
Yes, you are.
You do your homework, and then you tell me what you think, and we'll definitely go from there. Yeah.
Yeah, Roberto, this sounds like a property we'd like to make an offer on. As I was saying earlier, our home buying specialist would be able to start putting up your options and your cash offer together and give you a call. When is the best time to call you? Is it in the morning, afternoon, after 6? Anytime.
No, the best time to call me would be around 1 o'clock, lunchtime. Just around this time would be the best time.
Okay, sure. And our home buying specialist may also need to come out and visit the area. Can I just say here that they can call you and have it scheduled?
Yeah, but would you rather me just try to tidy up the place, or you just want to look at it the way it is?
There's no need for you to tidy up things. We understand, you know, sometimes house is going to be really not tidy, but it's okay. Please do not really, you know, put an effort. They just really need to look around and what needs to be fixed or what needs to be done. That's just really about it. But, you know, they're going to look on the basement, on how finished it is. So there's no need for you to tidy up things.
All right. You can make an appointment then.
All right.
I got all the information. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off all the time. I don't mean to.
It's okay. I understand. Well, let's see here. I'm trying to check their schedule, but it doesn't seem like I have the full schedule of our home buying specialist. But it's really going to be up to you on when is your free time.
Okay. You can have him call me, and then I can make arrangements with him. Is it him or her?
Sure. I got all that. We actually have quite a few home buying specialists, so I hate to, I hate to name names because it might be a she and then someone's going to come up and it's... We have quite a few. We have about 12 home buying specialists.
But also, I have a guy coming to redo the back of, my landscaping, too, to fix that up, too. So I am having work done, around the house and stuff, because, like I said, I do plan on selling it. And I don't want to stop.
Sure, I understand.
Okay, so...
Sure. All right. I got all the information that I need here, Roberto. I'd like to call
okay.
you Robert. And,
no, you can call me. You can call me whatever is easier for you. It's okay.
Well, I'd like
you can call
to pass
me
this along. I'd like to pass this along to our home buying specialist so that we can already do the work for your property and do our comparable and give you the right offer. I have all the information
okay.
that I need. Do you have any questions?
I just want to mention something too to you. When you do look up my house with the city, you know, for years now, the houses around me are four bedroom, and but they have an error there with the size. Their sizes say they're equal with mine, but they're actually bigger. And I've been paying more in taxes than I should have been. So you shouldn't compare.
Definitely.
How do I say this?
No, definitely. Because you know what? Here's the thing. That's the reason why our home buying specialist would actually come out and visit the property to check how big how big the bedroom is. Because we don't just typically compare the bedrooms and all. That's why we'd like to also visit your property so we would be able to really gauge as to why we're going to offer you this amount. All right.
Okay. Okay. But okay. Yeah. If I meet him, I'll explain it to him a little further. It's complicated. Thank you for taking the time with me. I appreciate it.
No, sir. Thank you for giving us a call to at least hear our side of the offer, you know. Well, I really do appreciate that. And it's nice talking to you, Roberto. As I was saying, you sound like a tough guy, and I'm sure you'll be able to get
through all this. I'm not a tough guy at all. I'm not a tough guy, but
right.
Thank you. All right. Well, you take care. If I never meet you or anything, I hope you have a great life.
You have a great day. Thank you for calling. Nice talking to you, Roberto. Bye-bye.
Okay. You take care. Bye-bye. Bye.